Today is Tuesday, March 31st, 2020. My name is Tim Albright, and this is the Daily Download.
Support for AV Nation is brought to you by Alma Professional AV, the nation's largest and fastest-growing professional audiovisual distributor.
Today's Daily Download comes from ResiWeek 183. Matt Scott is joined by Ron Callis and myself discussing the Snap AV and Control 4 merger. Ron Callis starts off talking about what's in store for both companies in the near future.
I think we have to appreciate the fact that C4, being a publicly traded company, had to operate and walk a very fine line in terms of what could be announced, what could be talked about publicly up until, because only up, what is it, up until Friday of this past week, the due diligence and all the fine, you know, the fine details were not yet complete. And thus, I understand that C4 had to operate as if the merger would not go through and they might have to report quarterly earnings and go business as usual. And so it's only right now. I imagine today is a very busy day at both offices for all the executives that are ultimately going to be blending this company. In terms of you know, the match, I think it's, I did not see it coming. If I had predicted it not too long ago, I may have predicted it the other way around. I might have thought C4 would acquire Snap. You know, and I really perceive this as a merger versus an acquisition. I mean, these are two powerful brands in our space that are loved by their dealers. And you know, C4 has more of a focus on the consumer and the dealer, whereas Snap has really been entirely focused on the dealer and trying to help that dealer grow and prosper. So I think it is fair that we know very little. And then it is supposition and reading the tea leaves as to what it'll look like 6 months from now. I suspect that we're going to probably ultimately, I mean, I'm just guessing, I would see them address some of their product overlap. Mm-hmm. You know, they're overlapping with speakers. They're overlapping with their network products. They're overlapping with their remote management software solution. But that said, you know, in the video, which I recommend anyone listening that hasn't watched it, you know, watch, they produced a really high quality video stating their position and why they did the deal. You know, Charlie Kendall is stating, you know, we're not going to leave any dealer behind. And what I read into that is if a dealer is behind, you know, backpack, or if a dealer is behind episode speakers, or if a dealer is behind, you know, pick your product category, at least for the foreseeable future, they're not going to be left behind with any sort of immediate changes. And I wouldn't expect any changes in 6 months. Personnel-wise, I mean, there's going to be some, I mean, I've already heard like one CFO is moving on, the other is staying. Susan Cashin, director of marketing, or I think she's a C-level executive, I believe, at C4. I know she's moving into retirement. But I mean, both companies have just fantastic executive teams. I'm excited for our industry where this is going to go.
Thank you for listening to today's Daily Download. If you like this podcast, make sure you subscribe and comment on iTunes, and also check out all the other fine programming we have here at AV Nation at avnation.tv, avnation.tv.
The network for the AV industry.
What are you listening to?
This
is AV.
This
is
AV Nation.
This is AV Nation.